Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Yay! We're all like beautiful diamonds in the sky. Welcome to this gorgeous sunshiny day and the My Beauty Angel Show with Audrey Quinn and Cindy Herman as your hosts. And this show is sponsored by Greater Good Ministries Radio and BTR, GGM Radio. Our founder is Barbara Delosier. And she is also the host of The Metaphysical Edge. Thank you all for joining us. This show is all about you, and we're going to celebrate your life, your beauty, inside and out. And we're also going to be talking about beauty in action today. And today is March 16th, as you all know. And we've also been in a bit of a Mercury retrograde, which causes a lot of delays and miscommunications and things like that. And we'll touch on that in another announcement. But thank you so much for calling in or tuning in onto your computers or Skyping in from wherever you are on the planet, whether you're in Italy or Greece, or this is a worldwide broadcast for Greater Good Ministries Radio. And I'm Audrey Quinn, your host. My co-host is Cindy Herman. Our phone number to call in is 347-237-5339. And please remember to hit 1, and that will signal that you would like to speak with us and ask Cindy and I a question or express yourself in any way you feel. Now, Cindy and I, we're planning on having a guest today, but we weren't 100% sure if she is going to be calling in. So let me see if Terry is going to be joining us today. If you will just hold on just a quick moment. Let me see who this is. Hold on just a second. Hello there. Is this Terry? No, that wasn't Terry, so I'm going to put them back on hold. I just get the feeling that Terry is not going to make it. I think, you know, sometimes in our life things happen unexpectedly, and Mercury has been in retrograde, and miscommunications and all sorts of things can happen to delay our original plans. So maybe Terry Cole Whitaker will join us in the future, but that's okay. Cindy and I will be happy to spread the love and celebrate your bliss and live in your bliss and all the great things that are happening today in the world and all the great things that we have in mind to discuss beauty in action. I'd like to I'll briefly introduce myself and a little bit about me, and then Cindy Herman, my co-host, will love to share about herself with you and in her wonderful book, To Feel is to Heal. She's a fabulous author, and it's a very powerful, a deep healing, emotionally healing book, and I've read it myself. As far as a little bit about myself as My Beauty Angel, my website is mybeautyangel.com. My name is Audrey Quinn. You can also reach me at audreyquinn.com. There is a contact form on my page. And feel free to go ahead and email me there if you would like any type of a teleconsultation to do with modeling, beauty, image, pageantry, skincare, cosmetics, TV, film industry, reality shows, game shows. I've pretty much been there, done that, have a very long collection of T-shirts for all these different avenues of, I guess, experience that God has presented me with throughout my life. Of, you know, I'm in my early 40s right now. I still feel like I'm 16, and I'd like to stay that way at heart. Wouldn't we all, right? Yeah. So, Cindy, why don't you go ahead and share with us, tell all our wonderful Beauty Angel listeners all about your gifts and talents that God has blessed you with a wealth of.
I'll be glad to. You know, speaking of 16, isn't that interesting? And maybe it's because I've never had children. But I'm 65, and I've been saying my whole life, I feel like 12. And we're very fortunate in that state of mind. My mother refused to ever give her age. In fact, when she died, it was the only in the history of the Journal Star that they didn't print the day somebody was born. They thought lightning would come out of the sky if anybody found out when Foster was born. I think she knew that, you know, people, that age is meaningless. It's all a state of mind. She lived happily well until 93. But and I attribute, too, my feeling of youthfulness and health to the work God showed me to do. As an actress, I was always interested in emotion and how emotion affects us. And what I found out is that emotion actually means to, if you look it up in the dictionary, to move out. And that there's great healing powers in the release of the emotion. You know, we so often read in spiritual doctrine, you know, let go of it, let go of it, as if it's a mental concept. But emotions aren't mental. They're in the waters of our cells. They're a bad sound in our cells. And if we let out the sound, which is the root of the emotion, the way babies do without judgment, I think we can heal anything. And I've been very fortunate and blessed to have wonderful health all my life. So that's the premise of the book, To Feel is to Heal. And anytime you want a consultation, we're just going to make an introductory offer here of $15. You can contact me at my website. And if you have a health issue of some kind, I am able to take it back to the original emotion that got stuck. And that's the lower frequency that's the beginning of the dis-ease. There is dis-ease in our spirit. And once we clear that up, then the body will just happily, naturally heal itself. So my website is earthmirth, EARTHMIRTH 999. And you can go to my, at yahoo.com.
Yes, that's her email. That's Cindy's email, so you can inquire further about her book. And it's also on Amazon.com, Cindy's book, that To Feel is to Heal. It's a wonderful treasure chest, that little book, and it's very packed with a lot of healing power and very simple. That's the beauty of that book. I found, Cindy, with your book, is it's so simple to read. You know, everyone at any age that can, you know, any beginners to seasoned readers can really, you know, relate to it. It's easy to understand. It's not in scientific terminology. You don't need to be a scientist to figure out the cellular, the healing on a deep cellular level that you're training and teaching or you're facilitating, whether, right?
Absolutely. Thank you for that. I think it's my favorite compliment when people say it's so simple. You know, God's always had solutions for us, and they're always very simple. And the way we're designed as babies, you know, how could the species evolve if we hadn't come in with all the information we need for healing, sound and tears? And yet it's the one piece we forget. So thank you for that compliment. And no, I was not the author. I asked Spirit for help, and it poured through me effortlessly. And I think because it came through my heart, just these words came through my heart and my love for this topic and the subject of emotion and wanting to heal, that people do find that it is a very easy read. And in fact, if anybody today, we're going to do a lot of things on the show, but among them, one can be if someone has a healing issue that, or a health issue that they'd like to talk about, or Audrey's many wonderful knowledges that she has in the form of astrology or nutrition or beauty products, home beauty products. If you have any questions in any of those areas, feel free to jump in and ask them.
Yes, feel free to jump in and ask, because that's what we're here. We're your beauty angels, right, Cindy?
I hope so. Inner and outer.
We didn't get that name for nothing. My beauty angels, to dial up your beauty angel on the Greater Good Ministries. We're really here as God's angelic ministers. I look at Cindy and I, that we're ministering a love, a beauty in action, beauty in you, the beauty in me. You know, the beauty we look and we see when we look at someone and we see that beauty coming through their eyes and their soul, it's such a blessing, and it's a mirror. The magic of it, and what's so graceful about it, is that same beauty that you see in others when you're really touched, and it's you. It's a reflection of yourself. Isn't that totally just beautiful?
Absolutely. And the truth of life is, as Einstein said, I is an optical illusion. There is only one of us here. The Mayans even have a phrase when they greet each other, Laka Etch, which means I am another you. And the Aborigines, when they count, they don't count 1, 2, 3, 4. They count 1 and 1 and 1. They have the native people, the so-called savages, that have so much to teach us. I think in their purity of still being close to the earth, they're able to see and experience much more their connectedness to all other people as brothers and sisters, and the frogs and the clouds, that they're all the brotherhood or the family of life that's essential for all of us to survive together.
Yes, and we all share this planet, and we all must learn to love each other and hold hands and sing Kumbaya, right?
Absolutely.
We really need to honor each other, and love will prevail. Love is the most powerful, powerful essence and emotion on the planet, in the universe. Wouldn't you agree, Cindy?
I would. And, you know, we hear that so often. We know that, and we hear it, and it bears repeating over and over. Then the question becomes for someone, well, you know, what am I not loving? And what I would suggest is, what we're not loving is our subconscious emotions. We're not aware that we're angry. We're not aware that we're sad. We're not aware that we're scared. But if we really were willing to be truthful and sat down with it and became aware of our emotions, what am I feeling right now? Actually, I'm a little scared. I'm a little, and it just takes the loving it, just by being with it. You know, when you love something, you're willing to be with it. So you say, okay, I'm angry, or I'm, you know, what do I do with that anger? And just go ahead and, you know, don't hurt the furniture, don't hurt yourself, or certainly no one else. All this is private. But by moving that emotion out, you know, just put your hand up to your mouth if you think anybody can hear you. You know, it takes about a minute and a half. They've documented about 90 seconds for that wave of electrical emotional energy to leave the system through sound. And now our cells are vibrating at a neutral pH. So, yes, that's where we're not loving ourselves. We think we love ourselves. But when we love all of our emotions, the negative ones included, and are willing to be with them, then we experience 100% whole, complete love.
Yes, and when, you know, we need to love ourselves in order to give that love over to other people, to transfer that loving energy and to look for the love in others instead of finding fault and criticizing. Because however we treat ourselves, that's why they say to be your own best friend, be your own beauty angel friend first. Because once you're your best friend and you love yourself, you know, and you love the God within you and the God, you know, that we all know that we were born into, that created us in God's image and likeness. We all are. It's just a matter of remembering that and reflecting that to the world, our God self, our God and goddess energy. But back to what I was saying is that, you know, it takes us to love ourselves in order to be able to be a great and loving mate in a romantic situation, or to our best friends, and not criticize them and make them feel accepted and loved unconditionally, and look for the best. Let's, you know, one word came to mind before this show this week, Cindy, and one thing, it might sound kind of silly-willy, but you know what? I am kind of silly-willy anyway.
Oh, I think
so
it's important.
Okay.
It's delicious to get silly.
But I love the word magnify and magnification. You know, if you think of magnifying all the most beautiful things that are happening in your life and all the things that you love about yourself, Think of a magnifying glass, and you want to just make it bigger and bigger and bigger and focus on magnification of all the best in you and the best in your friends and your loved ones, your significant others, your mates, you know, folks, even strangers. Look for the best. Let's not look for what's wrong. If you focus on wrong, you certainly can magnify that, too, and I don't think it's such a beautiful thing to do that. It's more beautiful to find the joy in someone and find the thing that brings us closer to that person instead of the divide and conquer approach. The divide and conquer doesn't really serve us too well, the divide us and conquer, and that's what keeps us in wars with other parts of the world and keeps us separate, of course, you know. What do you think, Cindy?
Absolutely, yes. That this idea of the competition, you know, in Course in Miracles, we're studying this wonderful chapter called Magneturd. that too. I mean, if we're everything that is, I guess we're all that is. Magnitude versus littleness. And the majority of people, when they come into incarnation, are told a kind of littleness. Oh, who are you to think like that? And, oh, that's too much, or that's too... And a lot of it has to do with the unfortunate injustice of lack on the planet, which will be changing soon. But it's the concept that, of course, we're children of God. Magnitude is our origin. And so the soul knows that's not true. And what it does, in order to try to experience its true nature, which is magnitude, the only thing we can think of to feel, quote, better or bigger, is to compete with another person. Instead of realizing, I am magnificent, and all humans are magnificent, whatever behavior they're showing me, they too have their magnitude. They may not know it, but I'm going to see it for them, and my seeing it can draw it out of them. My expectation can pull it out of them. So absolutely, I agree. And I think as that information seeps through all of us, of the size of us, the magnificence of us, then very rapidly this silly idea that competition is superior. In actuality, everyone, try to see the documentary I Am. It's profound. The book or the Darwin's, about the species. They always took that one quote, survival of the species, but in action, and to use it to, and then Darwin to back up their need for competition. In actuality, he only used that phrase once in his book, and 80 times used love and cooperation. All species of animals, including us, are almost completely cooperative. We work in collaboration. You know, when a field of birds breaks up and moves suddenly left and suddenly right, it isn't that there's one alpha going, okay, boys, let's go right. Okay, girls, let's go left. It's because all of them, it's democracy. In that moment, when 51 percentile is reached, they shift to the left, they shift to the right, and it's the same with us. So spread the word today, that competition is sort of an old organ that, I'm sure we need all of our organs, but it's something we don't need anymore, that we can evolve beyond that.
Yes, I agree. Amen. So just to remind everyone, I do see a couple other callers, area codes. However, in order for them to flag us that they'd like to speak with us, they just need to press 1. I see an area code 217 and an area code 631. If you're interested in speaking with us, expressing yourself to Cindy and I and to the rest of the world listening, don't be shy and hit number 1. If you don't hit number 1, that's fine. I know that you're listening, and that's awesome. We're happy to have you here on Greater Good Ministries Radio with the My Beauty Angel Show. I'm your host, Audrey Quinn, and my co-host is Cindy Herman, author of To Feel is to Heal. And I would like to make an announcement, a planetary announcement, which I do follow, and I've kind of been interested in what goes on in the planet for, you know, ever since I guess I was born, let's say, because I was an ancient old soul when I was born. But in fact, I have to make a joke of this because it's so true. I was 10 pounds when I was born. Mm-hmm. I mean, my mother had a really tough labor with me. And I look like I was probably a couple months old, and I had a full head of black hair. And you would never know that I, because I'm blonde, you know. But I my hair eventually turned blonde, silvery blonde. But I was 10 pounds. I look like I was a month old already. So it's kind of funny when I think back at that. But always was very independent as a child, like, leave me alone, I can do it myself, I don't need anybody's help from, you know, the authority figures, parents and authority figures, kind of like, oh, I can do it, you know, on my own, just that real independent streak. But, you know, some people have that as their little, when they're a little child. So the announcement I wanted to make, and we touched on this earlier, Cindy and I did before the show, is that, you know, Mercury's been on, been in retrograde, causing all sorts of delays, waiting lists, miscommunications, mm-hmm. and it's finally going direct tomorrow, thank goodness, on the March 17th, and so you can finally breathe and have a sigh of relief as life can finally get moving again and moving in the direction, and the delays will lift, hopefully, right?
Oh, you bet.
And Mercury, since Mercury remains in Pisces, this will be an ideal time to convey spiritual and creative ideas that may have that may have been difficult in the past, you know, just a few days before, but now is the idealistic, as Pisces represents idealism. It's an ideal time. Then on March 20th, the Sun is going to leap right into action-packed Aries for a month filled with enthusiasm and fiery initiative. You're going to feel fresh, alive, and ready to tackle challenges head on and finish, you know, finishing a project that you started might be a little tricky and maybe not as easy as starting new ones because of that fool, that Mars, because Mars is that warrior, you know, essence that is the fighting full force ahead, full speed ahead, no holds bar, you know, with the Aries wants to start new things and new projects. It's a pioneering spirit. But you'll be very excited to get going on with all your ventures and, you know, maybe make sure that you try to finish off the last one.
Yes, and, you know, even if you don't, how thrilling, how rare those times are in our life when we're suddenly filled with a lot of motivation and creativity. And it isn't that we're so much that we're making mistakes by not completing them, but to follow that instinct and start this thing or start that thing, follow all those impulses. They may not turn out the way you had seen on that day you started them, but to just trust that when we're moved to do something, you know, there's a phrase for the future, follow spirit moment to moment without hesitation, that there was a reason for even the starting of it. There's something we learned and benefited from the act of starting. So you may be done after a week of having started 23 things and find out that 12 of them are impractical or you really only have passion for three or whatever. But the act of following through from that motivation, I think, is a good training for the future to come.
Oh, definitely, most definitely, Cindy. Now, Cindy and I were talking briefly before the show, and we decided that one of the topics we would have to discuss today would be beauty in action, because beauty in action really is one of the most, if not, like Cindy said, the most beautiful virtues in a human being, in a human soul, is to really be taking action and love in action, beauty in action, expressing yourself as a beautiful soul, you know, to do with helping other people in their lives, donating, charity, your time, your money, your resources, any of the above, all of the above. Would you like to elaborate on that, Cindy?
Absolutely, yes. I was thrilled to hear Audrey describe what is coming in the very few days. The influence even begins before the equinox, which is today. today, in the next few days, we're starting to feel this increase of what, because we belong to the galaxy, so it is certainly a galactic influence that's going to be affecting our bodies. All the organs are connected to the different planets, and so we're already starting to feel this uprising that's about to happen. But there's some exciting news coming in. I've been following it about 9 years, and it's going to be wonderful news for all of us. Everyone's going to be breathing more widely and more openly and have more money. I won't give you any more than that, but that is a fact, and it's coming soon. Call me crazy, but I know this to be true. And if that's the case, then what Audrey and I were talking about is really to whom much is given, much is expected. I want all of us to begin thinking, even today, of what could I do if I had plenty of money? What would I do to make the world a better place? You know, when we do even a small act of kindness, those endorphins course through us, and they also course through the person who is receiving. This is a smile can do this. And anyone observing the act of kindness gets a flush of endorphins through their system. I'm convinced we're hardwired. We're all looking for joy, whether it's drugs or sex or shopping or alcohol, anything at all that temporarily raises the frequency of ourselves. But in actuality, the highest joy a human can know is that truth that we're all one, and the sharing, the act of sharing, giving to ourselves. As Course in Miracles says, all giving is to ourselves. And then that joy that everybody is using consumerism to seek can abate, and we can rest back on the true joy, which is the simple act of giving. Now, since there will be more money in the pot for everyone, we'd like to offer that if you will come to the call and share some of the causes you know about, we want to give a $5,000 prize. We'll do this maybe about 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks over the coming months, and we'll just jot down notes about what the cause is. Meanwhile, others can be learning about it. And then we'd like to give to what seems like the most needful or the person who's the most passionate, that we can be certain that they're going to get engaged and involved in using this to really make a difference. So, yes, that's it, that we want to offer a $5,000 prize for you coming to the call and telling us, educating us, listeners, about where in the world are there situations that can use this new abundance that we've come into, so that we don't see it as more of the life we've had that really isn't giving us the joy we want. Another car, another boat, another house is not going to give us that joy. We have to recognize that, and that the real joy we're looking for is seeing the world become better, watching people's face light up when you bring clean water to their village. Whatever it is that you're moved by, that's the high of all highs. So we want to encourage more. Yes, yes.
Like, for instance, our next guest next weekend, you're reminding me of Cindy, Roxanne Watson, who is just such a perfect example, one of the many perfect examples. Roxanne Watson has a beautiful, miraculous story from the heart, and I mean literally from the heart, because she had a heart transplant, and she's going to be our guest next Saturday. She was she nearly didn't make it in the hospital, nearly crossed over, you know, and God said, no, it's not your time, and she did receive, she was blessed to finally receive the heart from a donor, and it was the longest wait in history at the Montefiore Medical Center for Advanced Cardiac Care. And now Roxanne, all she does is her mission, she's got this love mission, this beauty in action, where she is literally, she's actually signed up over 3,000 people in the last 2 years.
Oh my God.
And received all sorts of awards for her contributions and efforts, because she's paying it forward literally from the heart, from her heart and soul, to make sure that nobody ever, her mission is to make sure that nobody ever has to go through what she went through. in that, you know, darkness and despair, wondering if she would breathe another, you know, breath and have another heartbeat again. Because, she, you know, it was a miracle. God did provide for her. And Joe did go on to Oprah, and Gayle King, Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, and Susie Orman actually introduced her to her donor family as a surprise.
Oh.
They looked them up, can you imagine, and found her, the family that donated that the heart for Roxanne.
Oh.
So that is just one example. And so Roxanne's on a mission. Her sole mission is to continue saving lives through organ donor advocacy. And I just love Roxanne. She's a doll. She's constantly love in action, beauty in action kind of gal.
Mm. How beautiful. That's going to be wonderful. And I'm sure there are listeners who have just even briefly something that they know about. It could be in their hometown. It could be a neighbor.
Yes.
That you wish, when you see them, that compassionate heart. You know, the Dalai Lama speaks so beautifully that really I think we're born, and he does too, we're born with, because other writers have written that it's something that we have to learn. I don't believe that. I think if you watch small children, they're innately compassionate and wanting to help and share. Now, if something's taken from them, they're actually smarter than we are because they are aware that they've got a negative response. We pretend like it didn't happen. But, and so that compassion is the state that's the goal that we want to attain. So if anyone has a story out there, however brief, of something that they would wish that if they had extra money that they would like to see this be advanced or improved, feel free to share.
That is wonderful. I love this. I love this special effort and special project, Beauty in Action Project. How's that for a name?
Absolutely.
The Beauty in Action Project. So let me, we're going to take a commercial break here on My Beauty Angel Show. You're listening to Greater Good Ministries Radio. You can visit our website at ggmradio.com. We have a network of other healers and hosts from around the planet that are very gifted and talented that would love to share with you their programs as well. So feel free to visit ggmradio.com. Also on my Facebook page, actually on Facebook, there is a My Beauty Angel page. Just punch in, type in My Beauty Angel, and you can like my page and find out our shows are every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, and that's about 12 noon West Coast time, and 3 p.m. Eastern Time, hour-long show. We'll have special guests from time to time. And then sometimes it's just going to be Cindy and I. And with that, I'm going to take a quick commercial break and station identification. And Cindy Herman and I will be right back with you all. Thank you for listening.
Let me try.
Okay. Just remember what I showed you.
Yep. There was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to My Beauty Angel with Audrey Quinn on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Audrey.
And Audrey and my co-host Cindy Herman, welcome back. It looks like we had somebody, they disappeared, darn it. Our caller had pressed 1 and then dropped off. Darn it, that was area code 817. I hope they call back and we'll take their call. No, actually it was 217 and an 875 number. They put their hand up, the yellow flag hand up, and then dropped off. Oh, that's too bad. I hope they call back. Do you know who that might have been, Cindy?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they will call. It was 21. Was it 2178? Let me try to pick this call up and see if that was them. Hold on a second. Hello, caller. You're on live with Cindy and Audrey. Did you want to speak with us? No. Silence means no. So, no, there was a hand up. And just a reminder for you all, dial 347-237-5339, our call-in number to our show today, My Beauty Angel Show. And just press number one if you'd love to speak with us or share your ideas for the Beauty in Action, kind of a philanthropy project that we are discussing today. And with that,
occurs to me, I wonder if that 217 is Deborah Gerhardt. If that's Deborah, perhaps she'd be kind enough to come on and maybe just share with us in the light of the, because she will come on and have her own show here soon. She's so talented. You all will enjoy very much. She is excellent at seeing the, I guess she hears voices in her head telling her, the angels telling her what she sees for a future for someone. But if she sees anything coming up with this exciting Aries energy that's coming, maybe she only sees individual people. But please call in, Deborah, and just share with us if you're seeing any of this rising energy.
Now, is Deborah's number 217875?
I think it's a 217. Uh-huh.
Okay, let me try to see if this is Deborah. Hold on just a moment. Okay. Deborah, is this you?
Oh, it's someone else. Okay.
No, sorry about that. I know sometimes it's confusing. We get some duplicate area codes that people are from different areas of the map. So that's mm-hmm. okay. One thing I wanted to say, since we're talking about prosperity and money and circulating money and sharing money and paying forward, that type of thing, one guest that I'm interested in having, and you may have heard of the book, Make Yourself a Money Magnet. And she is a gal who holds an online course. Her name is Ellen Whitehurst. I don't know if you've heard of her, Cindy.
Yes, I think I have.
Have you? She... according to the acclaimed author and biblical historian Joanne Cornegg, she says that Barachiel, the archangel, it's a Barachiel, which I never heard of Barachiel. I thought I knew all the archangels until I read this. She is considered one of the angelic princes. Well, he is. Barachiel is one of the angelic princes, and he is armed with windfall opportunities, happy surprises from the universe, and best of all, lucky charms. Mm-hmm. Indeed, Barachiel answers prayers for prosperity and abundance. And basically, it's just one of her invocations that she's shared saying, Archangel Barachiel, I invoke your intercession. You repeat that three times. I'm not going to repeat it three times. I don't think you want to hear it three times from me. But we'll just say that you will repeat that chant three times. Mighty I, and then you would say, Mighty I am, the riches of God flowing into my hands, and use now and continuously. It's really powerful.
Isn't
so,
that beautiful? It reminds me of what we were saying earlier about really that giving, sharing is a money multiplier. That's what surprises people, because they think, oh, gosh, I only have this much, and if I give some money away, then I'll have less. In actuality, that's what starts the current. You'd had a good word. What was it, circulation?
Circulation, the law of circulation, that's one of the seven habits of spiritual success from one of my Deepak books from many years ago.
Yes.
You know, the seven laws of spiritual success, and one of them is that, and it's just that giving, that flow of giving and receiving and not cutting one off, you know, and of course it always feels better inside and gives us the tingles and the joy and the tears of joy when we give to other people. I know for me, it's a wonderful feeling to be in that position to to share and to give and to be more giving and have that heart of kindness, you know, little random acts of kindness. And another thing that this lady Ellen Whitehurst, the author of Make Yourself a Money Magnet, she says, I love this one. She says, I am fearless in letting money go out, knowing that my higher power is my immediate and endless supply.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that my higher power, which is God or your supreme being, higher power, whatever you believe in, is your immediate and endless supply. And she says, how much income will bring fulfillment? And how much income will bring fulfillment and comfort? Be as exact as possible. And, she wants you to write, this is a little, what do you call, an assignment, to take and write down how much income you think could comprise salaries, windfalls, inheritance, lottery investment winnings. Suspend your disbelief and declare exactly how much money you see coming into your life annually. And you can kind of, you know, propose that to the universe. You know, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be open. Right?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, in describing that, I had a picture of why it works. You know, I'm sure quantum physics, we've all seen Down the Rabbit Hole and some of the new movies that have come out that are trying their best to describe quantum physics. You know, I don't have too much of a clear picture yet about the whole thing. I'm sure it's just the ancient knowledge that, and it was the agreement, the way I like to think about it is we all were God, but we didn't know we were God. We didn't know how fabulous it was. So we just said, okay, let's play a game. Let's run as far away from God as we can and pretend like we're different. That we're not all one being in the presence of God and all get different and dislike each other and see how long it takes us to find our way back to God again. But when we do, we have, because of the contrast, having known not being God, we know what it is to remember our divinity. And there's, like T.S. Eliot, we travel and travel to come home again to see it for the first time. And so this has been a necessary, God wanted to smell the rose, so he created humans so that through us, you know, that goes back, this physical experience. So this about if there's only one of us here, and then so I can see how when I give, of course I'm giving to me because there's only me out there. Everything I'm looking at is me. And so, of course, the supply is going to continue because I'm living the truth of life of unity rather than separation. When I hold it to me, I'm living in the lie, which is separation. But the simple act of always sharing and giving is living more in the truth, a higher frequency. So, of course, it has to come back because I've just given to me, and what we give out comes back.
Yes, it really does, because life is a boomerang. And if you want to put bad things out, it's going to come back and hit you on the bum. If you want to put great things out, great things are going to make manifest in your life, and then you're going to be happy and joyful to share that, you know, goodwill with everyone else that you would like to, you know, share it with. One thing I wanted to say is that there is a book out called We Are Human Angels as well. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's a small one on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that it's just a small one, and I just wanted to mention the name of this book. It's We Are Human Angels. They're very mysterious about the author, so I can't really tell you the name of the author. I've tried to find the author because I wanted to have them as a guest on the show, but it kind of goes in alignment with what we're speaking of here, Cindy, and it just says that if since childhood that you wanted to change the world and have not stopped believing, if you feel that you have a special talent to help other people, if you have an out-of-the-ordinary sensitivity, or if you have overcome difficult trials and tribulations in your life, if you think that despite everything, life should be lived with joy, despite everything, you know, all the trials, If while trying to give meaning to your suffering, you believe that there must be a way to stop suffering, if the search for truth is your greatest passion, which that has been mine, I know, and I think yours too, Cindy, because we're definitely truth seekers. If the search for truth is your greatest passion, and if you feel you were born for a greater purpose and would like to express it, then guess what? You're probably a human angel, and you're just trying to remember that you are.
Isn't that sweet? I just love it. Yes. My goodness. The power we each of us has, we must be sharing that with one another, and I'm sure everybody does their best on the metaphysical path to always be smiling at strangers and uplifting, doing what we can to uplift. Yes, it's an obligation. We have a responsibility. Now, that's why I think my book is important, because on the spiritual path, you hear a lot about positive energy and, oh, my gosh, you know, always be joyous and everything. And that is a call for us, and we feel a need to do that. But how freeing to give yourself permission also to honor the no. That's the goddess energy. The male in us is the sun, and the female in us is the moon, and that's the no. The male is the yes, the female is the no. And so the body needs the no. Heavens, if we weren't able to say no, we'd die. You know, an abuser could continue his abuse. So in addition, how wonderful to be an angel that also gets to be a human, having these really rich emotional experiences, good, bad, and ugly, and yet be like a child. You know, when Jesus said you cannot enter the kingdom except as a little child, the bliss state we're looking for is the non-judgmentalism toward all of our emotions. And that's really when life is the most fun. You recognize that you're in angel training or are an angel, and you get to be a human too with all these luscious experiences of confusion and doubt and frustration and sorrow and rage and all this wonderful, rich stuff. I think it's why we love the movies. And yet it doesn't need to stay stuck in there. It can just keep moving out. So we're fortunate in that regard.
Yes, and Cindy, I know you mentioned you're very humble, and I just want to say, you know, Cindy, she's such a gifted healer, but also she is a graduate from the Juilliard School in New York, right? New York Juilliard,
yeah.
I believe. And she's worked with Glenn Close, Meryl Streep, Jack Lemmon, Chris Klein, right?
Oh, Kevin Klein.
Kevin Klein, I'm sorry. Kevin Klein. And I don't know, she's had a career with over 50 commercials. And guess what? She still decided to go for the farmhouse. And, you know, after all that success and moving and shaking and being this beautiful actress angel that she is, she built a teepee. I love that story about the teepee from her book.
And
can you share a little bit about that teepee? Tell us more about that.
I'd be glad to. It was, I'm sure anybody on the call listening has this same draw to when you've been, after living in New York and L.A. for years, and being from Illinois, where I played in the backyard as a kid and found creeks and streams and was always playing outside. This was the years before technology, when kids actually played outside physically and got muddy and dirty and put your play clothes on. And so I realized that I was beginning to feel very empty, even though I had plenty of money doing commercials, and there was a Send Me a Cindy Herman type at one point in New York for commercials. I got 7 in 1 week. But I was just getting drained, that I wasn't feeling, you know, the magnetic pull of the earth. And for any of you who have inflammation, go to a site, what is it called? If you just look up grounding, walking barefoot for grounding, this site will come up with this. Scientist has found that the main thing to reduce inflammation, you know, there's all these drugs.
Walking barefoot. I'm typing
walking
it in the
barefoot.
Chat room. What was that called again,
yes,
Cindy?
Walking barefoot
for grounding.
For grounding. And
okay.
It's the main reducer. The reason we're so have such inflammation in our bodies is We are meant to be, the frequency of the earth is almost, is the one right next to the frequency of the heart. They could not be more closely linked. And so when the Native Americans, and think about all early people, even in China, when they do the martial arts outside in the parks, they take their shoes off because they, for the most part, they used to.
I love my bare feet in the sand or in the dirt. Nothing. Oh, it's really grounding, isn't it?
It is so important because we are meant to be walking on the earth, and the frequency of the earth rises up our legs and tunes our heart. I think it's another reason we have such heart disease, because people aren't getting their daily tuning. One Christmas Eve, I was just standing in the living room, and I felt energy rush up my legs. And ever since then, I can clearly feel the difference between leather-bottom shoes and plastic-bottom shoes. So go to Goodwill. Find yourself, you know, if you're a gal, find yourself some men's, because they're really sturdy. The most men's shoes have leather bottoms. And use those for taking hikes. And, of course, when it's nice weather, you can go barefoot. But in cold weather, with a leather-bottom shoe, 10 minutes, I think it'll say, of walking pulls that, the electromagnetic field tunes with ours does, with the electromagnetic field of the earth, and it tunes our heart and gets it, it's like a tune-up, a daily tune-up, and it'll reduce all the inflammation.
I love it. Now, what about, I'm a reflexology fanatic. I love getting the reflexology. Will that help me too?
Sure, that'll help too. Yes. Yes.
To me, it's more sensational than a massage. I mean, everybody has their little quirky, you know, favorites that they love, you know, whether it's a massage or hand massage. But I'm all about my feet.
Oh, it's so true. I know. They're like my third and fourth hand. They're very sensitive, and they should be, because it's where we connect, and that energy needs to be coming up into our bodies. We'll probably find that it's more things other than just inflammation as the studies grow.
So were you grounding in the teepee then?
That's what I was doing. Yes.
I know. I wanted to bring you back there.
Thank you. You always do that.
I do it too. It's okay.
Yes. Well, I found that I was just feeling empty inside. I wasn't feeling good. I had plenty of money, but there was an emptiness in there. So I came back, and I was drawn to just walk the cornfields. Just, you know, Illinois has all this beautiful corn. So I would just walk, you know, drive out in the country and just walk through these cornfields. And these tears, that's when the tears really, it just pulled all this sorrow out of me. That's another thing. If you think you have emotional issues and it's difficult for you to let go, just to go barefoot or put leather bottom moccasins or something, and just that energy of the earth will just suck it right out of us. And it was marvelous. At one point I remember I was just walking along by my teepee, and I said to the nature spirits, I said, okay, you guys, I'm at your service. You know, anything I can do, you know I adore you. I'm here to serve the earth. Absolutely, just let me know anything I can do. Well, my goodness. I mean, it was this as if the huns came over the hill.
It was that the most adorable.
Well, it was the most extraordinary feeling I've ever had. It was like suddenly this like 1,000 horses with men on horseback started rushing toward me. That was that kind of energy. And I was so taken by it that, and I never swear, but I spun around and I said, holy crap, not yet. And I stuck up my hand. It's like, I don't think I'm ready for this much energy yet.
Ooh, it just came full force.
Yes,
let me ask you, Cindy, I've always been curious to ask you, because, you know, it takes time to know everyone, and Cindy's one of my soul tribe friends. We're new, you know, we're still getting to know each other, as it takes time when you have relationships with dear people. I would like to know what your favorite, one or two of your favorite commercials that you did.
Gosh, you know, they were so long ago. I don't know that anyone well, the first one I did.
Whether they remember it or not, I just want to know what yours was.
Yes, that's it. Well, that is interesting. My first commercial won a Clio. It was for Johnson's Baby Powder, where I looked in the mirror and said, who am I? Yeah, so that was a nice stroke of luck that win a Clio on my first one.
A Clio award.
Yes, the second one, this is interesting. Of all the women in America, Steven Jobs picked me to be his first woman in his Apple computer commercial.
Oh, yeah. I got the chills.
It was fun.
You
it
lucky,
was a lot of fun.
Lucky girl.
It
oh,
was.
I love it.
Yes, it was with Dick Cavett. Stephen was very young. You know, he had a suit on then and
oh,
glasses.
My goodness.
And he came up to me and he said, oh, Miss Herman, I'd like to teach you how to work a computer. And he said the same thing to Dick Cavett. He was on the show, too. And I said, please don't teach me how to work a computer.
And you didn't want to do it?
No. Absolutely not. And so, but the only thing I can, I'm sure he left that day saying actors are the stupidest people in the world. And it isn't that. We're just very right brain and we're not very interested in left brain things.
That is so, wow. How that is just wonderful memories that you have with these people.
Well, you know what's funny, and the nice thing about getting older is when you're young, you're taken with all that. It goes to your head like I'm somebody special. But
yeah.
You really do start to recognize that there's so many parts to play in this wonderful game called Earth. A story that was on TED the other day that I thought was fabulous, and it relates to how what everybody's doing is so important, that what I do is no more important or better than what, good Lord, a mother raising a child, you know, I'd given anything to have had that experience. But this man talked about, we met a man one day who, he said, what do you do? And he said, I'm a firefighter. And he said, oh, that's wonderful. The man said, well, you know, I had a lot of trouble growing up because my dad said, oh, that's no good. And my teacher said, oh, you're just throwing your life away. And he said, last month I saved his life and his wife's life too. So I think he's changed his opinion about me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Something that we have this mistaken idea that because if someone is famous or they have money, that their role is more important, you know, than
right.
someone else's role. And each one of us, and what's so beautiful about that 6 degrees of, you know, of separation, that we are exactly where we should be. And yet everything we need is there for us. All the answers and everything we need is within 6 degrees of the, you know, of the people around us. And to trust that we don't have to be rich, we don't have to be famous or so-called successful to get everything that we need to get done to fulfill our mission.
Right. And the greatest legacy of all is leaving that legacy of love and how many people we gave to and how much love we gave out. Because it's like Mother Teresa as a great example. We remember her legacy as the one by one, the all the kindness and the healing that she did. And I always picture her with a little baby in her arms, cradled and loving. And it reminds me of a friend of mine who she goes to the different hospitals she's registered to. There's volunteer work to hold babies.
Oh,
you know, when their parents can't be there. To love and snuggle and hold them, to give them that human angel touch, so that they feel loved. And there are people that actually go to the hospitals and are volunteers for that.
Isn't
that the sweetest
wonderful?
Little baby snugglers, baby? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love that. Back to that. So you know, there you just honor everybody, no matter what they do. Whether they're the janitor, I love being, you know, for me, I guess I've been really grateful to God that, I guess since I had such humble beginnings, and I'm still humble and I always will be, but when I was growing up in the projects with a mother on welfare, you know, and everything that I went through, I learned to love and be kind to the janitor or the person at the food bank giving me my next top ramen meal or, you know, powdered milk, which I refuse to eat or whatever, I'm able to relate to the president.
Yes.
You know, and to big business executives, because I've been in the corporate world more than 20 years now. But I'm just proving a point that
yes.
I love everybody.
Yes.
No matter what they do.
Absolutely. And maybe that's the blessing here in America, that we've gone from the big houses and the two or three cars and four-car garage to foreclosures everywhere. And maybe the gift in that is people had created in their mind something called the other. Oh, they're the other people, the poor people, the people who
right.
have to walk and take the bus or use a laundromat rather than their home, only to find out now they're in the laundromat and they're taking the bus, and they're, what's happened in their heart is compassion. They're looking over at that person and they're thinking, that is me. That person is me. And we need to bring that down, not just from the top level, but down to the very bottom level and see ourselves as that person.
That is right. Oh, my goodness. And our show's about ready to go off within seconds. So that was a beautiful way to end the show, Cindy.
Oh, well, it's just been so enjoyable. I hope next time we get more audience participation. I guess we just have
every show is different, and whoever was supposed to listen were the ones that were supposed to listen. And, you know, the thing, well, actually, I don't know how many listeners have been listening. I'm sure it's a lot more than the folks that really call in.
Mm-hmm.
We just have folks that, but I agree. I'm looking forward to the callers calling in and engaging and speaking their mind and their heart, and they're pouring it out to us and sharing it, because we want to hear everybody's vocal expression from their heart and soul, and, you know, what their concerns are. So.
Absolutely, yes. Don't be shy. Our power is in our voice, so use your voice.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, Cindy, so much.
You.
I will be in touch with you real soon, and stay tuned till next week for the My Beauty Angel show next Saturday, 2 p.m.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.